Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Country Cookin' from their CD 26 Bluegrass Instrumentals on Rounder Records. We heard the classic Farewell Blues. Country Cookin' featured future bluegrass stars Tony Trischka and Pete Wernick, along with fiddler Kenny Kosek and guitarist Russ Barenberg. This week, we complete our feature Travelin' the Highways and the Railways, focusing on tunes about traveling by car or by thumb and hitting the tracks, traveling on trains. We'll open with a song from Bruce Utah Phillips, Daddy, What's a Train, from his old Philo recording Good Enough. There's miles to go before we sleep on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Here's Utah Phillips.
Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, what's a train? When I was just a boy, living by the track, us kids would gather up the coal in a big old gunny sack. Then we heard the warning sound as the train pulled into view. The engineer would smile and wave as she went rolling through. She blew so loud and clear, we had to cover up our ears, and we counted cars just as high as we could go. I can almost hear the steam and the big old driver scream with a sound my little boy will never know. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, what's a train? I guess the times have changed. Kids are different now. Some don't even seem to know that milk comes from a cow. My little boy can tell the names of all the baseball stars. I remember how we memorized the names on railroad cars. The Wabash and the TP, Lackawanna and the IC. Yeah, the nickel plate, the good old Santa Fe. Just names out of the past, I guess they're fading fast. Every time I hear my little boy say, Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, what's a train? We climbed into the car and drove down into town, right up to the depot house, but no one was around. We searched the yard together for something I could show, but I knew there hadn't been a train for a dozen years or so. All the things I did when I was just a kid, how far away those old memories appear. I guess it's plain to see they still mean a lot to me, 'cause my ambition was to be an engineer. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, what's a train?
Standing on a hill. busted flat in Baton Rouge, heading for the train, feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, took us all away to New Orleans. I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With all the windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sung up every song that driver knew. Freedom, just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, through everything I've done, every night she kept me from the cold. Then somewhere near Salinas, Lord, I let her slip away, searching for the home I heard she phoned. And I'd give all my tomorrows for a single yesterday, holding Bobby's body close to mine. Freedom, just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. La 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 la.
You gotta get off the inside roads and get on the main highway. reckless driving, no drinking on the way. If you want to meet your savior, there's a price that you must pay. You gotta get off them side roads and get on the main highway.
We're traveling the highways and the railways once again this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And sometimes when you're on the road, you need some holiness music. We just heard the Price Sisters from their recording A Heart Never Knows and Get on the Main Highway. That's on Rebel Records from the Price Sisters. And before that, it was the first version of Me and Bobby McGee that I ever heard. I was just about in college, and I learned it from Gordon Lightfoot. Me and Bobby McGee is on If You Could Read My Mind from 1970 from Gordon Lightfoot. That's on Reprise Records. And before that, from a woman named Diane Patterson, the title track of her recording, it's called Open Road, and that's on her own record label. She's from Southern Oregon. We let off that set with Utah Phillips from the recording Good Though, and we heard Daddy, What's a Train? That's on Philo Records from Utah Phillips, the golden voice of the great Southwest. We're going to lead off this next set with a tune from Paul Simon's recording Hearts and Bones. This is a demo of Train in the Distance. Here's Paul Simon on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
She was beautiful as southern skies the night he met her. She was married to someone. He was doggedly determined that he would get her. He was old, he was young. From time to time, he'd tip his heart, but each time she withdrew. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Well, eventually the boy and the girl get married. Sure enough, they have a son. And though they both were occupied with the child she carried, disagreements had begun. And in a while they fell apart. It wasn't hard to do. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Two disappointed believers, two people playing the game, yeah. Negotiations and love songs are often mistaken for one and the same. Now the man and the woman, they remain in contact, let us say it's for the child. With disagreements about the meaning of a marriage contract, conversations hard and wild. But from time to time, he makes her laugh, she cooks a meal or two. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. What is the point of this story? What information pertains? The thought that life could be better is woven. Thank you.
truckee, I keep on trucking on down the line. I gotta keep on trucking, I gotta keep on trucking, I keep on trucking, I keep on trucking on down the line. From the hills and the hollers of East Tennessee, from the bluegrass state of old Kentucky, from the Ozark Hills of old Missouri and North Alabama and Georgia, gotta keep on trucking, gotta keep on trucking, gotta keep on trucking, trucking on down the line, gotta keep on trucking, gotta keep on trucking, gotta keep on trucking, trucking on down the line. Keep on trucking, hey, keep on trucking, oh, keep on trucking, trucking on down the line. Gotta keep on trucking, gotta keep on trucking, gotta keep on trucking, trucking on down the line. Sing a good country song, and they always do a mighty fine job, and they keep on trucking, yeah, they keep on trucking, they gotta keep on trucking, trucking on down the line, gotta keep on trucking, gotta keep on trucking, gotta keep on trucking, trucking on down the line, gotta keep on trucking, gotta keep on trucking, gotta keep on trucking, trucking on down the line. Gotta keep on trucking, trucking on down the line.
I've left that girl, oh, too many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch. She'll try to give me a call. she'll just hear that empty phone keep on ringing off the wall. That is all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and she'll call my name out alone. Tried to tell her so. She just didn't know. I would really go. I tried to tell her so.
Was a mighty man, but now he's resting in the promised land. The kind of music he could understand was an eight-wheel driver under his command. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. Started ringing the bell, everybody along the line could tell Casey Jones, he was coming to town on a 6-8 wheeler that was burning the ground. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. Train boogie all the time.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1830. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the band Country Cooking, and they're recording 26 bluegrass instrumentals. We just heard Orange Mountain Special, featuring Tony Trischka on the banjo, Russ Barenberg on the guitar, Lou Martin on the mandolin, and Kenny Kosick on the fiddle. Country Cooking is on Rounder Records. And before that, from 1946, we heard the Delmore Brothers and Freight Train Boogie. That's the title track of their collection on Ace Records from England, the Delmore Brothers. And before that, I have a confession to make. I am a big-time Jimmy Webb fan. And one of my very favorite tunes is one of his most popular ones, and that's By the Time I Get to Phoenix. That's from the collection called 10 Easy Pieces on Guardian Records from Jimmy Webb. And before that, John Hartford wrote a lot of songs about steamboats, but he wrote a couple really good ones about being on the road, and we heard Keep on Truckin' from John Hartford and the Hartford String Band Good Old Boys on Rounder Records. And we let off that set with a demo of the song Train in the Distance from Hearts and Bones by Paul Simon. That's on Legacy Records. We're going to lead off this next set with a tune that I think of all the time when I think of traveling. It's from Judy Collins, from Who Knows Where the Time Goes, Ian Tyson's classic, Someday Soon, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Blow Johnson bought him a car, 'twas a brand new Ford Model A. Old man Jones, when he found it out, well, he bought him a new Chevrolet. They both begun to brag and what a car they had. Each one said his car was the best. So they bet a jug of gin to let the best car win and set a day for to put it to the test. Johnson told his friends his Ford was bound to win. Jones, he said, if the Chevrolet lost, well, he'd shave off the whiskers on his chin. Everything was ready and the weather was fine. Folk came from miles around. The race was to be to the top of the hill, and the winner was first back to town. Oscar Ford gave the signal for to start, but Mitchin was the judge on the stand. Old Riley Pocket was to hold a jug of gin and turn over to the lucky man. Up rode the starters in a mighty cloud of dust. Both drivers was a trying to fly. Old man Johnson was a stepping on the gas. Mr. Jones had his throttle open wide. Well, here they come back down the middle of the road. Both drivers was a side by side. They both crossed the line at the very same time, and Mitchin had to say it was a tie. To make this record, we're nearly about drunk. We're glad nobody didn't win, for we got the liquor and we sat right down to drink up a gallon jug of gin.
Smoking the stack, pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack.
Choo choo, choo choo, chiboogie, woo woo, woo woo, chiboogie, choo choo, choo choo, chiboogie.
Take me right back to the track, Jack. My destination, but alas and alack, I need some compensation to get back in the black. I take the morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situation from the front to the back. The only thing that's open takes a man with a knack, so put it right back in a stack, Jack.
Choo choo, choo choo, chiboogie, woo woo, woo woo, chiboogie, choo choo, choo choo, chiboogie.
Take me right back to the track, Jack.
Thank you.
by the railroad track and live the life of Riley in a beaten down shack. So when I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack and hear the train a-rolling while she's balling the jack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack, so take it right back to the track, Jack.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, chiboogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie.
Take me right back to the track, Jack. Take me right back.
places. I've seen a lot of things. Whenever I reach back in time, my memory starts to run. The Kansas City Southern.
That's a tune I always wanted my old rock and roll band to do. Kansas City Southern from Pure Prairie League. And they're recording Two Lane Highway. That's on the old RCA Records label from Pure Prairie League. And before that, we heard from the brand new recording from Hot Buttered Rum. It's called Lonesome Panoramic. And we heard Leaving Dallas. That's on their own record label, Hot Buttered Rum. And before that, another classic from Asleep at the Wheel. Choo Choo Chaboogie. From a collection of their music called Swing Time on Sony Music. And before that, from the fine old-time band called Roustabout, from their self-titled recording from a bunch of years ago now on Yodelahi Records, we heard The Race Between the Ford and the Chevrolet from Roustabout. And before that, we heard Wellesley Station from John Reichman and the Jaybirds from their recording On That Other Green Shore. That's on Corvus Records. And we let off that set with Someday Soon from Judy Collins and her recording Who Knows Where the Time Goes on Elektra Records. Hope you've enjoyed our two-part feature, Traveling the Highways and the Railways. Next week, it'll be festival time on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1830.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom, it's the song about love between